Sir, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank the panelists for their informative presentations. In our view, that internal or domestic legal review has its own value, and we feel it's necessary that we encourage all countries to establish such a legal review mechanism to make sure that all emerging or new weapon systems comply with IHL. On the other hand, we feel that such unilateral self-discipline or transparency mechanisms also have its deficiencies. History is our best teacher or professor. According to the Geneva Protocol of 1925, biological and chemical weapons has already been prohibited. But after the signing of the Geneva Protocol, and which came into effect in 1928, the major countries participating in that protocol still develop biological and chemical weapons. And even some major players of that time even used such weapons on massive scale. During the Second World War, when China was invaded, some countries used chemical and biological weapons in China on a massive scale. And biological weapons alone caused more than 3 million victims, which the number is 10 times of that of the first use of nuclear weapons in the human history. I'm wondering, did countries develop carried out or conducted any legal review on such weapons before Second World War or before 1949, when there was no Article 36 yet? And why, what countries did after 1949 when we have the Article 36? Because biological and chemical weapons existed for decades until we have the BWC and the CWC. If history tells us that such legal review, the story of chemical weapons and the biological weapons implies to a certain extent the failure of such legal review, what should we do to ensure the credibility of such unilateral and the internal self-censorship? Many people say that IHL should apply to all weapons. Then in case of biological weapons and the chemical weapons, how IHL has been applied after 1925 or after 1949 when we have Article 36? And in addition, I also have one question, particularly for Mr. Ford. There was lots of news reporting saying that some countries are developing sub-weapons. I'm interested to know, have the related countries done legal review over cyber-weapons? If so, how did such review was conducted? And what is the conclusion of such review? According to the rumors on the internet, countries have more than 1,000 or 2,000 malware, different type of sub-weapons in their inventory. How such legal review can make sure that each and every one of those software can satisfy the requirement of the IHL? Thank you very much.